Saskatchewan Lieutenant Governor Russell Morasty is speaking at the Northlands College Powerline Technician Program graduation today. The ceremony is taking place outdoors at the River Campus in Air Ronge. The college is restricting attendance to follow COVID-19 restrictions. The program temporarily stopped in March due to the pandemic, but started again at the beginning of June while following social distancing protocols. A potential washout of Highway 165 near Beauval is raising concern of nearby communities that residents could be cut off from accessing Beauval for vital services. Water from the Beaver River has submerged a portion of the highway east of Beauval. Frustration is mounting about the mitigation efforts to stop the rising water. Jerry Morin is the incident commander of the Beauval Emergency Operations. He says the province needs to put in more effort to prevent a full washout.
Right now, they're still crossing the road, but, I mean, there's a lot of water coming over the road right now, and it's washing out very slowly. We've got signs posted up there, I guess, and it says cross the Beaver River.
While sandbags and geomembrane are being applied to the area, it appears the water is still getting through. Archie Robillard is the new chief of Black Lake First Nation. He won against incumbent Corrine Saezy by only 2 votes. Robillard had 209, according to the chief electoral officer, Darlene Fern. There hasn't been an appeal for a recount made yet. The other candidates included David Big Eye, Linda Saezy, Freddie Throessy, and Alex Denard. Representatives of the Prince Albert Grand Council are expected to meet today with the Prince Albert Police Service. The meeting follows the posting of a video showing the arrest of an Indigenous man last Friday night. The video shows one man being taken to the ground by a police officer. Grand Chief Brian Hardlott has said he's disturbed by the level of force used during the arrest. The police service has responded by saying the technique used was appropriate for the situation. More details on the incident are expected to be discussed this afternoon. Prince Albert City Council is moving ahead with a back alley curfew bylaw. The bylaw has come into force after passing third reading by a margin of 7-2 at last night's meeting. Mayor Greg Dion and councillors who stand by the bylaw say it has overwhelming support by residents who are tired of property crime. Olivia Bassett owns property that backs onto an alley and spoke at last night's meeting. She says it's wrong for Dion to speak at a recent Black Lives Matter rally and then support the bylaw.
I really felt that it was unfair that he was taking a stand against racism when many people have already spoken on this. There was concerns from Grand Council. There was a petition with 232 signatures saying that people oppose this bylaw, and included in the opposition to the bylaw was the potential of racism being perpetuated by it.
Dion refused comments after the meeting. A public health alert has been issued for people who attended a business at Emma Lake after an employee tested positive for the coronavirus. The Saskatchewan Health Authority says the person who tested positive was working at Sunnyside Bar this past weekend. The health alert is for anyone who was at the business Friday, Saturday, or Sunday from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Anyone who was at the business during those times should be self-monitoring. If COVID-19 symptoms develop, people are advised to isolate and contact Healthline 811. Turtle Fort RCMP are looking to the public for information on a missing 29-year-old woman from the Thunderchild First Nation. Police say Samantha Blue Cloud has not been heard from since the last time she visited her mother, which is unusual for her. Blue Cloud was last seen in Thunderchild leaving House 267 at the end of the day during the first week of June. She was traveling in a 2014 red Dodge Caravan minivan. When last seen, she was wearing a black hoodie and black pants. She has connections in Thunderchild First Nation, Saskatoon, North Battleford, Yellowquill First Nation, and Unity. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of 29-year-old Samantha Blue Cloud is asked to contact Turtle Fort RCMP or Crime Stoppers. Premier Scott Moe says details are coming soon on when nearly all businesses in the province will be allowed to reopen. He says many businesses are already operating again. And the Premier says any specific dates on when more COVID-19 restrictions can lift will be released today.
We will have dates in place for virtually all businesses in Saskatchewan to have the opportunity to be open, and we're almost there today, aside from casinos, bingo halls, and a few others.
Yesterday, the province reported one new case of COVID-19 in the far north region, which now has 47 cases. The pandemic has led to changes for Canada Day, but a new survey suggests that's not going to change how many people mark the holiday.
Leger and the Association for Canadian Studies asked 1,524 Canadians a question. Whether, given all that's gone on around the COVID-19 pandemic in the last 3 months, are you more or less likely to find a way to celebrate Canada Day? 16% of those polled responded they're feeling that true patriot love. They say they're more likely this year to find a way to celebrate, even if it's just a small gathering. But 38% are standing on guard. They say it's actually less likely they'll mark the holiday. For 42%, this Canada Day will be no different at all. Stephanie Levitz, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.